Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate a wonderful feast, Feast of All Saints. And it is logical that we celebrate this Sunday, because last Sunday we celebrated Pentecost, this moment when Holy Spirit descended on apostles and people, Christians. And today we celebrate this result of fruit of Holy Spirit in our lives. And this is holiness. We celebrate all those saints who reach their goal and are united with God. And as usual, we hear these words of Christ who gives like really intensive command or demand for us, which is some kind of advice how to reach, to come closer to the state of holiness. And it's not easy for us to meditate over holiness, because we know that it is not easy path. We know that to live holy life, it's very difficult, because we tried many times to really fulfill God's commandments. And very fast we found out many barriers which don't allow us to do good things, holy things. How many times we read in gospel or we hear something what inspires us really to try, for example, not to judge. And he said, it would be great if I am able to do this. It would be great if I'm able to fulfill this God's command. But immediately when we start to act according to this command, immediately we find so many thoughts, so many opportunities, so many problems which force us to judge. It is like always when we make decision for holy life, where we open some kind of like this can of germs, and we are surprised how many there are. Each our decision for holy life causes that God's grace uncover in us everything what's rotten, what is sinful. And this is the reason why many, they are scared. When they try and they somehow found out all these passions in heart which are in opposition to our intention, and when we realize how many of those passions and bad habits are present in our life, and how difficult it is to oppose them, so many resign at that moment, because they tell to themselves, it is impossible. It is impossible to fight with that. And probably it is our experience too, that when we look to our heart in these moments, that we are overwhelmed and we see, well, I need to do so much work to improve my soul that it seems to us almost impossible. And this is why we somehow give up. And we settle for some kind of average path we just try to be nice, not to sin too hard, but well, to live with our passions, to live with our sins, somehow telling to ourselves, this is what I can do. But with this attitude, we are offending God's grace, through which we are able to do everything. Through this, we are showing that we don't believe in God's help and His providence, because we think that it is up to us to change. Yes, we have to make effort, but biggest part is part in which God is working in our souls. But how can we break this overwhelming feeling that we are not able to reach out for holiness? How to defeat this temptation to give up in the first moments of our warfare and struggle for holiness? There's a story about a young monk who sinned. And instead of doing immediately repentance, he somehow went to lethargy. He gave up and he was like swimming in the sea of self-pity. And it didn't help him. It made him more lazy in spiritual life, more neglected, and so he abandoned his prayers. He slowly abandoned almost everything what was the rule of monastic life. And he knew about his state, but looking to his life, he was overwhelmed with his weaknesses, and he thought he cannot do anything. But in one moment, one day, he decided to go to see an older monk, holy monk. He came to him, he confessed all those things, and he asked for advice. And this old monk, instead of some kind of direct advice, he told him story. He said there was one man who had a field, and this field was a little bit far from his home, so he rarely went to use this field. And it happened that the field, slowly year after year, was like filled with wheat and thorns and became not fruitful. So after many years, when that man decided to use that field and he saw how devastated is the state of the field, so he sent his son. He said, go there and clean the field. His son said, yes, father, and he went. But before he started to work, he realized he saw this piece of land, huge one. And he saw how it's covered with this wild weed and thorns. And he thought himself, it's impossible to clean this field. It's too much work. So instead of starting to work and clean the field, he was so depressed that he decided just to lay down. He made like a little bed and he lay down, and he was like, he had like self-pity on himself that, well, what he's going to do. And then he fell asleep. Then he woke up, he looked again at the field, he waved his hand and lay down and was like thinking about how poor he is. He's not, he'll be not able to do it. Probably never, he thought. And he spent like 2 days there, doing nothing, just feeling sorry for himself, and somehow in this thought that, well, I am not able to clean the field. But his father came to look how much his son did, and he saw nothing was done. So he asked his son that, so what happened? And his son, he told him truth. I said, I was trying, I wanted to clean the field, but I came here and when I saw how much work it is, I was overwhelmed. It is over my power, strength, so I was so, I felt so bad that instead of work, I made a bed and I lay down and I sleep. And his father, he said, well, I understand you, my son. So, you know what? I give you an advice. When you make your bed and you are laying down, clean part around your bed. Nothing more. This part around your bed, why you are lying. And his son, he did that. Next day, really overwhelmed, I said, well, but I can't do what my father told me. I just can clean around my bed this part. And he did it the next day and another day. And then he stood up and he said, oh my, in 3 days I really cleaned a nice piece of land. So he continued. But with each small piece he cleaned, some kind of excitement came to his heart. So after a week, in one day, he really made clean a big piece of the land. More and more, and the field was cleaned very soon. When this old monk, he finished his story, young monk, he told him, I understand. And he returned back to his place. And what he did was he decided to do every day just a little bit. Just a little bit of his monastic rule to keep. And next day, another piece of monastic rule, another. And he experienced that God's grace was growing in him and causing excitement in his heart that in short time, he was able to not to bring back a little bit of his rule, but even he did more than he was doing before in short time. And this is advice for us. Let's not think that we have strength to do something like that in our spiritual life. Let's not think that we can become saints from from day to day. What we are supposed to do is just to start with little things. If we are lying down because we are overwhelmed with our passions, with our bad habits, inclinations, sins, let's clean around us this, around our desire bed a little bit. It might be the beginning just to start morning prayers. And then maybe after several weeks, maybe to add evening prayers. And then maybe to add something like spiritual reading a little bit. And then to add probably maybe this searching more deeper our conscience than to maybe to set up regular confession. But you know what happens? When we make one little step, second little step, very almost insignificant in our eyes, after 5, 10, 11 these small steps, we will experience this touch of God's grace in our hearts, which brings us excitement and courage to do more and desire to do more. We will start to taste something from this sweetness of this life with God. And this will force us to get more, to go deeper, to be more involved in this warfare with demons and in warfare against our passions. It will give us more desire to grow in virtues, which brings us closer to God. More little steps we make, more power of God's grace we will feel in our hearts. And after these 10, 11 little steps, we will gain enough strength to make one jump. And when we do several of these jumps, then we'll follow another big jumps. Let's start with little steps. Let's not be defeated by our invisible enemy who offers us these thoughts. You have too many passions, too many bad habits. You are used to live your own life so much that a change is impossible for you. Don't trust him. Follow this advice of that old monk. Everything what we can do with God's help is to make several little steps in the beginning. And God's grace then will lead us to bigger steps. Amen.